Broadcasting Network. Greetings. Welcome to the Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. The world at war. Christ stated through his prophets in the Old Testament, through the apostles, in the New Testament, and through Christ's gospels, that one of the signs before he returns, Israel will become a nation once again, and Israel will have an ally, the greatest empire that has ever existed. And the ally would support Israel financially, politically, militarily, and Israel would, in the year and the decade before Christ returns, have a regional war. It wouldn't be just enemies within the nation of Israel, which would be Gaza and in the West Bank, but it would be to the north, in the west, Lebanon, directly to the north, Syria, to the east, Jordan, to the southeast, it would be even some of the Saudi Arabian conflict, and the world would turn against Israel, and the Christians in America who don't know prophecy would also turn against Israel. The Jewish people living in this great empire would also turn against Israel. The Jewish people, and Israel would be at war basically against world opinion. But Israel, in a prophecy given 3,000 years ago in the book of Psalms, Psalms 83, would be under a command by Israel's prophets to go to war with the terrorists within her country, within the state of Israel, the nation of Israel, and the surrounding areas. No matter what happens in the days and months to come, the United States of America, against the wishes of Republican, Democrat, conservative, rhino, will turn on Israel, because they don't know the prophecies that Israel's ancient prophets spoke about this very time that we're in. But there's a prophecy in the book of Revelation chapter 12. In that chapter, it speaks of a dragon whose tail is going to draw two-thirds of the stars of heaven. And this dragon is going to go to war with a woman who delivers a man-child by the name of Jesus Christ, or Yeshua HaMashiach. The world, this dragon will go to war with Jesus Christ. And the woman that gave birth to Jesus Christ, Israel. Eventually, the dragon will be thrown to the earth. And the woman, Israel, or the Jewish people, the Jewish people do not internationally want to go back to the nation of Israel. And I'll read from thecradle.co. Vast majority of Israelis abroad say no intention to return. After the events of October 7th, it accelerated the process of reverse aliyah. 80% of the Israelis currently living outside of the country say they do not intend to return to Israel. Well, I'm going to tell these people, these 80% internationally that will not return to Israel, the dragon is going to be cast to the earth. And internationally, the dragon is at war. This creature, Satan, is coming to destroy the Jewish people in America and in Europe, South America, Africa, wherever they live. They're going to be driven back to the nation of Israel, but maybe not Israel as we see it, but the new territory or the new nation that Israel is going to own, occupy, and control, I don't want to use the word control, it will become the land of Israel, governed over present-day Jordan. There's a prophecy in Jeremiah chapter 17, I believe it's verse 6. There's going to come a time where the Jewish people will no longer say, as the Lord who delivered the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt in the time of Moses. But rather they're going to say, as the Lord delivered the children of Israel from the north and to the nation and from the nations that they were scattered, and they're going to come back to Israel. Well, this happened in part when Adolf Hitler came to power. God used Adolf Hitler as a hunter, as a fisher, to force the Jewish people that were ordained to move back to the nation of Israel. God used Adolf Hitler as a hunter to hunt the Jewish people in Europe to drive them back to this little land on the Mediterranean. I'll be back. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Hi, it's Tammy. Naturally Inspired is the fastest growing health show on radio. Tune in for the best guests, real health solutions, strategies for inspired living. Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m., 1360 KHNC. Elevate your afternoons with Naturally Inspired Radio.
Mountain High Floors has been Northern Colorado and Southern Wyoming's floor experts for over 30 years. Whether you need new hardwood, sand and finish, laminates, or tile and stone, Mountain High Floors will give you the unsurpassed quality and service you deserve. We do residential, commercial, and custom work. Call 970-545-2844 and mention KHNC for a 10% discount up to $200. Again, that's 970-545-2844.
9/11, the Podesta emails, Epstein Island, Hunter's laptop, the 2020 stolen election. What truths are they hiding? Find out this and more on Just Informed Talk Radio, weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
Hi, folks. Joe Jaquin here from the Half Empty Cup of Joe Show. Are you worried about investing in the stock market, especially with Joe Biden in office? Do you really trust this economy? What if you could invest in a secure, collateralized portfolio with a high fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed? A portfolio where you know what each monthly statement will look like with no surprises. Your interest is compounded daily. You're paid monthly, and there are no fees. You can turn your income on or off, compound it, whatever you choose. And get this, there's absolutely no loss of principal if you ever need your money back. Go to investyrefi.com. That's invest, the letter Y, R-E-F-Y.com, or call 888-YREFI24. You can earn a fixed rate of return that's up to 10.25%. Just call 888-YREFI24 or go to investyrefi.com and tell them Joe sent you.
Okay, Monday through Friday from 2 to 3 p.m., the Present Truth program. Sundays from 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. My podcasts for the two programs plus the other hosts on the podcast are archived on 1360khnc.com. Programs streamed at all times. Two prophecies in Jeremiah chapter 16:14, Jeremiah 23:7, talking about a great exodus, a second exodus, an exodus of the Jewish people, a greater exodus than the exodus in the time of Moses, in the time of Ramses, the Pharaoh of Egypt. This will be the exodus that begins in the last decade, and actually even the decades from the time Israel became a nation, gradually to the decade of Christ's return. An exodus, an international exodus of Jewish people coming from the nations of the world back to the Middle East, not necessarily into the nation of present-day Israel, but into an added kingdom, which is Israel, expanded, the present-day Jordan River, or east of the Jordan River, the present-day Jordan, which many Christians who have been studying Bible prophecy for 50 years would understand as an area called Petra, the land of Ammon, Moab, and Edom. Moab, Ammon, and Edom, the land of Lot's two sons, Ammon and Moab, and Jacob's half-brother or twin brother, Esau. This land is going to be owned by Israel very shortly, and it's going to be available for Jewish people to live in the very, very near future. I will say to the Jewish people in America, and I've been saying this for 20 plus years, in the United States of America, the Patriot movement, there is so much anti-Semitism in the Patriot movement. Not just the Democrat movement, but in this culture in America. And in the Christian family, latent and overt anti-Semitism so that the Jewish people, this land is not safe. This country is not safe. You are in danger. You may not believe in the book of Revelation. You may not, the Jewish people, you don't believe in Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach. But I'm going to tell you, you go to the book of Revelation, chapter 18. And it says to the Jewish people specifically that are not Christians, that live in a great empire at the end of the world, come out of her, my people. Many Christians refer to this as a word to the Christian churches to come out of just the world, out of the cosmos, the kingdom of Satan. That's true. Culturally, yes. But to the Jewish people, God is saying, even in the book of Revelation, to the children of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, come out of the great Babylon, the great harlot in Revelation chapter 17. Come out of the country where the dragon is going to be thrown to. The dragon's going to be thrown into this country. And it says in Revelation chapter 12 that this woman, these descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob that are not born again, it says that wings of an eagle are going to be given to these people, and they're going to leave and fly into a wilderness for 3.5 years. That means they're going to leave the United States and the nations and go to Petra to be protected. In the Patriot community, because many patriots are not Christians, they don't know the Bible, they're patriotic, they love their country, their country's betraying them, has betrayed them, will betray them, will persecute them, will put them in prison. And you're not safe. The Christian people are not safe. They're a target also of this culture. No one is safe in Babylon the Great. The only one that will help the people of this nation is the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the only one that is going to help the citizens of this nation. And I know, for the most part, the people of America, they want the blessings of God, the protections of God, but they don't want to serve Him. They'll go the easy route. And the easy route is to get into witchcraft and to pray and to help the occult and to look to the occult to help you. Going to magicians, going to have your palm read, your horoscope, your cards read. That's the quick way to hell right there. But the anti-Semitism in this country, in the Patriot movement, because we are a patriot, conservative, patriot, Christian station, I watch the Patriot world and the great deception. Israel is going to be hated. The Jewish people in this country better leave as soon as they can. Get it, just like Europe in the 30s, late 30s, starting at the end of the 1800s, 1890, 1895, anti-Semitism was smoldering already. It's been not smoldering here. There's already flames. The Jewish people, lawyers, attorneys, doctors, wealthy business people, are not safe. Just like they weren't safe in Germany, And in Europe, in Poland, they're not going to be safe here either. Christ is warning the Jewish people, get out of this country. Get out of this, get out of America. Get out of the land of the plumed serpent. Get out of the empire that the Antichrist is going to come from, which you don't believe in. But we do. You're not safe. And here, I'm reading out of thecradle.co. 96% of nearly 2,000 respondents are Israeli passport holders living outside of the country. 55% have been living outside of the country, outside of the country of Israel for 10 years. Another 19% living abroad for more than 5 years. But it says that they do not intend to return to Israel. Well, you're not going to be safe out here. Most of the Israelis do not plan on returning to Israel, and an adequate response must be provided for them wherever they may be. We have to find the young generation of leaders in Israel, abroad, nurture them, provide them with tools for coping with anti-Semitism around the world, according to the chair of the WZO, Department of Diaspora Activities. In response to widespread global support for Palestinian liberation since the start of Israel's campaign of genocide, which is not a campaign of genocide. This is a myth. It is a war. And in war, the nation of Israel will do what it feels is best to protect the citizens of the nation of Israel and the Jewish state. Is not a genocide. This is the big myth. This is the big lie, the big deception. And everybody's buying into it, in the patriot world especially. Israel, America is going to support Israel. It's in the Bible. You cannot fight the Bible. You cannot fight what God says, what Christ said is going to happen. You cannot resist God's will. Who is going to resist his will? Who's going to bring an accusation against God? Benjamin Netanyahu is the king of Israel in the old King James. And he is going to do what the Israeli government has given him permission to do, to win this campaign against terrorism, against these murders, who will never stop their murders. They won't stop. Israel is being successful, and the whole world collectively is now protesting Israel's move into Rafah, because you're going to kill the women and the children. There are going to be casualties. But Israel has done more in this brief period of time to protect the innocent women and children and the elderly than any nation has ever done in any war in history. That's just the truth. In history, Israel has taken more precautions. But still, when you have 10 terrorists hiding behind 100 civilians, there are going to be civilian casualties. When you have all of these programs, these international health like the World Health Organization, these organizations that are bringing food and medical assistance, providing them with the people within the Gaza Strip, what is needed. All of this, the supply line, the lines are open. But the supplies that come across the border never reach the citizens. And the Americans know it. The nations of the world know it. They realize that Hamas is taking everything that comes over the border for the most part. 80% never reaches the people within the Gaza Strip in these camps. Not Palestinian camps, just in these camps. Well, America is going to help financially, going to help with munitions, airplane parts, diplomatically, but at the same time, America is going to help Hamas, because it's what we do. We're going to help Israel, but Hamas, we need Hamas. America and the world needs Hamas. But God says Israel is to completely remove them out of the Gaza Strip. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360khnc.com for podcast.
Hi, I'm Dr. Anita Chandra with today's tip for kids from the American Academy of Pediatrics. Choosing high-quality childcare is an important decision. Here are a few things to look for. Positive relationships between teachers and children, time for children to play, clear health and safety policies, and good ways to keep you informed of your child's day. Finally, make sure you visit where your child will spend their day and meet all of the staff. For checklists to help make your decision, visit healthychildren.org.
Hi, folks. This is Pastor Bruce Miller with the Foothills Baptist Church family. Join us Sunday afternoons from 3 to 4 for the Foothills Baptist Gospel Hour. That's Sunday afternoons, 3 to 4, here on 1360 AM.
Hi, this is Craig James from Just Informed Talk Radio, and I'm here to tell you about MyKind CBD products. I have been using these products myself, and I can tell you this is the highest quality CBD product I've ever used in my life. MyKind CBD products are 100% THC-free, locally sourced from Colorado hemp farmers, and they're organic. And if you want, you can give them a shot today by going to 1360khnc.com/shop. And when you do, make sure you try out everything from the sunscreen to the lotion, to the salve, to the retinol cream, to the tinctures, to the cocoa, to the coffee, to the tea, everything in between. And make sure you try out the pet products as well. They have pet shampoo and pet tincture. You're not going to be disappointed. These products are white labeled and sold in high-end stores and boutique salons for 2, 3, and 4 times the price you're going to be paying at 1360khnc.com/shop, straight from the manufacturer. So go there and buy your products today, and I know you're going to become a repeat customer just like me.
Did you know that over 40 million adults in the United States suffer from anxiety? Renew Remedy understands the struggles of anxiety, depression, PTSD, insomnia, and addiction. That's why we offer natural solutions to help you find peace and balance in your life. Call 970-966-8419. That's 970-966-8419 to learn more about our special offer or visit RenewRemedy.com.
Hello, everybody in Northern Colorado. You're all looking good. I knew you would.
Keep listening to AM 1360, the Roar of the Rockies, the best station ever.
Hi, this is Rod from PCs and Parts. We are located in Loveland at the Orchard Shopping Center. I just wanted to let you know, not only do we fix and repair and build computers, we also have a great lineup of security camera systems. In today's world, we need every advantage we can get when it comes to security. Call us at 970-203-0696 or find us at PCsandParts.com. That's 970-203-0696 or PCsandParts.com.
Okay, podcasts again are on 1360khnc.com to the Present Truth site. Now, I'm giving just a because of minutes. I don't have hours, only minutes. In the book of Revelation chapter 12, it's been a mystery for 2,000 years, but now God has promised that in the years before he returns, in the decades, he would open and reveal the meaning of what has basically been a mystery. Well, there's a dragon, and this dragon is going to be cast to earth. And the dragon is going to be cast out. He's called the devil. He's called Satan. He deceives the whole world. He's going to be cast into the earth. His angels are going to be cast out with him. There was a movie years ago, Outlaw Josie Wales. And Chief Dan George has a famous saying that hell is coming to breakfast. Well, this is what's coming to the world. And if you haven't noticed, hell has already come to the breakfast table. You look at the world. You look at what's happening in the United States of America. You look at the insanity in the southern border. The insanity of now Canada is also allowing these hordes of illegals to come in through Canada. Why? Because the serpent is being cast to the earth. And it's men, people, who are his servants. And when the dragon saw he was cast to the earth, he persecuted the Jewish people who gave birth to Messiah. And to this woman, especially in the time to come, are going to be given two wings of a great eagle. In other words, God is going to carry them out of the nations of the world where they're scattered, and especially the United States, with aircraft. Going to fly out that she might fly into the wilderness, back to the Middle East, into her place, which I believe is Israel and the expanded Israel, present-day Jordan, where she is going to be nourished, fed, protected for a year and a half, and a half a year, for 3.5 years. That's the great tribulation for the Christian people that study prophecy. The serpent will cast out of his mouth water like a flood to destroy the woman, to drown the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away of the flood. But the earth, meaning the people of the world, those that are not deceived, will help the woman, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the flood which the dragon cast out of his mouth. And the dragon was wroth with the woman, angry, and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. So the Jewish people, the elect of God, are going to be taken and protected. Well, when they leave America, when they leave the nations, Satan is going to come after the born-again Jewish people and the born-again Christian and the born-again Gentile people. So the Jewish Christian and the Gentile Christian, the dragon is coming after us next. He's already coming. Then in the article out of thecradle.co, vast majority of Israelis abroad say no intention to return. Even before the outbreak of the Israeli genocide in Gaza, which is not a genocide, it is a war. It is not a genocide. The genocide took place 4 years ago with vaccinations. You want to talk about a genocide? Now there's the genocide. And you want to talk about the genocide Well, already the WHO and the pharmaceutical companies are planning the next round of genocide on the people of the world. So let's keep things in perspective. Let's keep genocide separate from war. The number of Israelis applying for foreign passports in that time before the Israeli war began skyrocketed due to widespread discontent over Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's plan for a judicial overhaul, which secular Israelis saw as a threat to democracy. I'm going to tell you, there's going to be a change in the Israeli government from what it used to be, what they consider to be democracy. There's going to be a change. And in the United States of America, what we consider to be democracy is also going to change. We got martial law coming to this country. We have a constitution that is going to be suspended. We have a dictatorship already in place. And they have the apparatus of terror ready to carry out what is needed to make sure that the people who refuse to yield to the wishes of the blue powers are dealt with. They're already, the blue powers are already dealing with the powers in the red states through geoengineering, through weather warfare programs. The red states have been a target of the technology of the hidden government, of the really the true ruling government. The ruling government that caused fire to come out of heaven in Hawaii, in California, Paradise, the city of Paradise, California, that's created a great massive range fire in Texas that brings sub-zero weather into Texas to strip the to hit the bank accounts of the people in Texas here, what, 3 years ago? Yeah, the same blue power that is really ruling, that is destroying this, well, not destroying, how did I phrase it? They are going to suspend this election. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
ETI is your local one-stop shop for all your heavy equipment needs, from rebuilding your components to helping manage your fleet. Our goal is to make your life simple. Our full-service hydraulic and machine shop will meet all your expectations. We also offer free pickup and delivery. Call Jeff at 970-685-2064 with any questions or to schedule a pickup. Again, that's 970-685-2064.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my new product from MyPillow. Towels that actually work. Here's another towel that we randomly went out and bought. Here's one of my towels with a nice design. I mean, this is crazy. Get rid of it. Towels that actually work. What a concept. I'm interrupting this commercial to let you know you can get our six-piece My Towels, regular $69.98, now only $29.98. Or you can save 25% on our brand new kitchen towels made with the same technology as our famous My Towels. Also, we have bath sheets, bath towels, washcloths, hand towels, and so much more. And the best part, with your promo code, your entire order ships absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code KHNC.
Use that promo code to get deep discounts on all my towels, and for a limited time, your order ships absolutely free. So go to MyPillow.com.
Use that promo code KHNC.
This is Rick Rodriguez, host of The Present Truth, Monday through Friday, 2 to 3. Topics, American world hegemony, the New World Order, secret societies, one world religion, weather warfare, international wars, transhumanism. Join me, 1360 KHNC.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
Are you optimistic about the way that things are going?
Do I never ever think of it at all?
Don't you ever worry when you see what's going down?
Well, I'm proud of my business. That is no business at all.
When it's time to function as a feeling human being, with your bachelor of arts, help you get by.
I hope to study further a few more years or so.
So this matter of anti-Semitism is not a joke, and God takes it very seriously. You want to be cursed? Hate the Jewish people. Hate the nation of Israel. You want to be blessed? Bless them. God's word doesn't change. But Christ did say that Israel was to watch for an individual referred to as the abomination of desolation. And when Israel sees that abomination of desolation stand in the holy place in Jerusalem, in the nation of Israel, they are to run. They are to run east over the Jordan River into present-day Jordan. Very soon, the prophecy of Israel winning the battles that are going to be fought in present-day Jordan and Israel occupying and making, expanding her territory, expanding her real estate. Israel is going to begin to take back the land that belongs to her. Within the nation of Israel, Gaza Strip. Israel is going to own the shoreline from Lebanon all the way down to Egypt. I know this is going to really upset people. Israel is going to own that shoreline. Israel is going to remove the hate, the jihad terrorists out of Lebanon. And most of the people that are the Arab nations there are going to be removed. Whether the world likes it or not, they're going to be removed. Israel will win this war with King Abdullah II in Jordan. King Abdullah knows Israel is going to go to war with them. He's avoiding it, trying to avoid it. He won't avoid it. It can't be avoided. They will clash. Israel will win. Israel will take over Ammon, the city of Ammon, Jordan. It will become Israel's city. And all the cities in Jordan, Israel will, they'll be Israeli property. Israeli holdings. And then there's going to be a place for thousands and thousands and thousands of Jewish people to come to hide from the face of the serpent, the dragon. That's going to happen. Now, the Jewish people in America that are blue, they're going to get the flu. It just happened to work out that way. Didn't plan to state it this way, but because they are so in love with this nation, they think that this is the nation that was to be the New Jerusalem for the Jewish people, especially in the New York. The Hasidic Orthodox Jews, this is their New York, it is their world. Well, I'm going to tell you something. When they see the abomination of desolation stand in the holy place, and they will, from a distance, they're not going to be able to flee to the east side of the Jordan River because they're going to be stuck right here in this nation. And I say this is the nation where this abomination of desolation is going to come from. This is my interpretation of what the Bible says about America and about Israel. There's forecasting. The weathermen, they forecast a nice weekend coming. That's accurate forecasting. Christ and his apostles and his Christ's prophets of the old time, his ancient prophets, and they were Christ's prophets. They forecast certain things to happen in the decade before Christ returns for the second time. That is accurate forecasting. It cannot be changed. Now, the problem with all of the Bible interpreters, those who interpret prophecy, is inaccurate forecasting. So there's accurate forecasting and actually not forecasting, inaccurate interpretation. This is where the problem has always been in the Christian church for the last 60 years especially. Inaccurate interpretation. So I'm out on the lake and it's iced over. We're going to see. But I say that the Jewish people in this country, come out of her, come out of America, come out of the land of the plumed serpent, come out of the land of the coming abomination of desolation. Because if you don't, you will never get out of this country. You will leave this earth from this area, from this nation. But God said in Jeremiah 16, 14, 15, 16, 17, Jeremiah 23, verse 7, 8, and 9, there's an exodus, exodus greater than the first exodus that took place in the time of Moses. God is calling the Jewish people internationally, go back to the Middle East, go back to your homeland, don't stay here, you are not safe. So this is my interpretation, and we're going to see if it's going to stand. But I'm telling this audience, this anti-Semitism in America now, it just took a war for God to flush it out, and it's being flushed out. The hearts of the people of this country being flushed out.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust Steffes Group's team of professionals to get you the best return on your investment. Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Their team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and they work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Go to steffesgroup.com right now to find a sales representative near you and discuss your options today.
Every 2 minutes, a child becomes a victim of sex trafficking in the U.S. It's happening right now. Don't turn off the radio or change the channel. Don't cover your kids' ears, no matter how much you want to ignore it. Child trafficking is real. In fact, it's happening in your town. And you know what our greatest weapon against child trafficking is? It's our children. It's time to act with PACT. That's Partners Against Child Trafficking. PACT works to teach students how to identify the warning signs of child trafficking so they can help other vulnerable kids around them. PACT student ambassadors receive in-depth training on the issue and design a project to raise awareness, reduce victimization, and disrupt demand. Visit PACT.city to start donating today. That's PACT.city. And for as little as $5 a month, you can help end child exploitation.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farm, land, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
We should turn our back on Mother Nature. Well, actually, on the environmentalists. So, this is what's going to happen. This war in Gaza is flushing out the attitude of the people of the world toward the nation of Israel, toward the Jewish people. And it's flushing out the Jewish people who hate their own race and hate their own nation. Not everyone who claims to be a Jew is a Jew. Remember, there is the synagogue of Satan. Those who say they are Jews but are not Jews, they are of the synagogue of Satan. And we know in the West there are many of these powerful men that are what you would almost say are the ruler, the directors of the world, that are of the synagogue of Satan. But God is going to force this administration, though Biden does not, let's face it, Joe Biden has a hatred complex, and that individual that he hates is Benjamin Netanyahu. This whole administration is anti-Netanyahu, anti not so much Israel, but more so Netanyahu. The European nations, anti-Netanyahu. Arab nations, especially anti-Netanyahu, because they know that Netanyahu is the most feared individual in the Middle East, because he is, what is the word I'm going to use? He has he's resolved, he's not going to stop till this war is done, and till Israel is victorious. He's invincible. And he's going to be invincible till he's completed this duty that God has given him. Just like with Donald Trump, God will release Donald Trump at the right time, and the same with Benjamin Netanyahu. And the person that's coming after Benjamin Netanyahu is going to be the big disaster for the nation of Israel. The political world is going to change in Israel, and these people will be globalists that lead Israel. They're globalists. And in this country, when Donald Trump is dismissed from duty, what is coming after him is going to be the worst thing ever for the nation of America, ever. Well, I'm done for today. May the Prince of Peace be with you tonight. May the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ, bless your evening. May the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ, bless your weekend. And join me Sunday, 9 to noon, for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. Rick Rodriguez.
Are you prepared for a power outage? Never be left in the dark again. Wagner Electric has proudly partnered with Generac to provide long-lasting generators for your home. We have standalone and portable generators in stock now, so give us a call for a free estimate at 970-800-3693. If you are constructing or upgrading your home, trust our expert electricians to take care of your home the first time. We offer services for anything from wiring an unfinished basement to wiring a newly built pole barn. Your electrical system is the heartbeat of your home. So don't risk it and give us a call today to get started at 970-800-3693 or visit us at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located off Highway 85 in Greeley at 1517 2nd Avenue. Wagner Electric sets the standard.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, 1360 AM, KHNC, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.